This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Local officials in western Ukraine say a Russian airstrike on a military training base that has hosted NATO drills killed at least 35 people, and wounded 134. The Sunday morning assault on the International Peacekeeping and Security Center brought the war in Ukraine about 15 miles from the border with Poland. A senior Russian diplomat warned a day earlier that Moscow considered foreign shipments of military equipment to Ukraine legitimate targets. Fighting also raged in multiple areas of the country overnight. Ukrainian authorities said Russian airstrikes on a monastery and a children's resort in eastern Donetsk region hit spots where monks and refugees were sheltering. 32 people were wounded. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who's due to meet with China's top diplomat in Rome on Monday, warned Beijing that it would absolutely face consequences if it helped Moscow evade sweeping sanctions over the war in Ukraine. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, White House National Security Advisor Sullivan said the U.S. has made clear that China and other countries should not try to help Russia cope with sanctions.
If they think that they can basically bail Russia out, they can give Russia a workaround to the sanctions that we've imposed, they should have another thing coming, because we will ensure that neither China nor anyone else can compensate Russia for these losses.
A senior administration official said the war in Ukraine would be a significant topic during Sullivan's meeting with Yang Jiechi, which is part of a broader effort by Washington and Beijing to maintain open channels of communication and manage competition between the world's two largest economies. This is VOA News.